Shalom and welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Pekudei Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah in Parshas Pekudei. The topic of our Aliyah is the anointing. It is 16 psukim long, running from Perek Mem, Pasuk Aleph, to Pasuk Tes Zion. This is the last Perek in Sefer Shmos. Let's take a look at a brief overview and then some points to ponder. We're told that now that all of this is done, now the command of the Mishkan, the collection and the creation of the Mishkan has been done, everything has been accumulated, and Moshe Rabbeinu has had it and set it up. We're now told that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that it's meant to be set up on the first of the first month. That's when Tokim es Mishkan Oel Moed. And he's instructed that first you place the Aaron, that's the Ark of the Covenant, and then there's going to be the Paroiches, which is going to be this the curtain in front of it. Then we're going to have the other vessels, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaZahav, all these different main articles are brought there. Then there's going to be the Mizbeach HaZahav, which we hear about after the construction. We hear about all these different vessels which are going to be placed in the Mishkan. And then afterwards, Moshe is commanded to take the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil. We learned about that at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. And they are to anoint all the items in the Beis HaMikdash, all the kelim, and vahiyah kodesh, and will make them holy. And he's going to put a little bit on all of these items and make them holy. And then we are going to hear about how they wear their clothes. The kohanim are going to wear their special clothes and adornments, and they will become holy as well. Vayas Moshe does this. Kechol asher tzivo Hashem osoi kein osoi. And so he does it. That's what he continues to do. Few basic questions and points to ponder. Number one is, why is this on the first of Nisan? Why does Hashem tell us to wait? If you remember, this actually occurred, the actual completion of the creation of the Mishkan was on the 25th of Kislev. So it is a very short order. It started on Motzei Yom Kippur, the 11th of Tishrei. The collection was for a few days. The construction started right around the beginning of Sukkos. And then really, actually, just 2 months it took in order for them to create the Mishkan. But they waited all the way from the 25th of Kislev till the 1st of Nisan. So why that wait? So it's a few things that are worthwhile noting. First of all, it's not actually the beginning of the setting up of the Mishkan. It's the 8th day of the setting up of the Mishkan, because as is quite clear from Parshas Tzav and Shmini, as we will see when we get to Sefer Vayikra, this day of the 1st of Nisan is the 8th day of the Miluim, of the inauguration. There is an opinion that for the 7 days of the inauguration, they were taking down and putting up the Mishkan every day. Now came the time where it stayed in completion, and that's what this is referring to. So Rav Hirsch says there's an important idea over here, and that is that it's the symbolic of the first national mitzvah, which means this was the moment that the nation of Israel was born physically, and now spiritually this is the birthing moment of their connection to Hashem in this very specific, tangible manner. But also, it's also to symbolize the convergence of two systems. The moon, which is the system of refreshing and renewing, and the realm of the sun, clarity. Yes, it is at the time of the new moon, but it's not at night at the time of the new moon, it's in the day. And it's that convergence of those two separate realms, the sun and the moon, the constant and the inconsistent, the clear and the less clear, that it makes the system of Judaism, which is what the Mishkan is representing here as well. Rav Sorotskin in Oznaim Torah does point out a very beautiful point, and that is, if you remember, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah discusses when it was that the world was created. What month of the year was the world created? One opinion understands that the world was created in the month of Tishrei, when Rosh Hashanah is. The other opinion says it was in the month of Nisan, which is when the redemption happens. The Gemara resolves this by saying that the machshava, the idea of the creation of the world, happened in Tishrei, which is fascinating because how can you talk about time before the creation of time? But the actual creation of the world itself occurred in Nisan. Says Rav Sorotskin, that is exactly what is happening with the Mishkan. The Mishkan was commanded in Tishrei, that's in the time of Yom Kippur, and it was actually finally created and put up in the month of Nisan. Which means to say the reason it waited till this moment was to follow the pattern of the creation of the world. What a beautiful perspective. Now, why is the setting up of the Mishkan mentioned 3 times? You'll notice that it talks about the Mishkan being set up 3 times here. So the Or HaKodesh actually focuses on this and says that it's connected, that this is really corresponding to the three levels of atonement necessary for the nation of Israel when they sinned the golden calf, which was a corruption both of thought, of speech, and of action. So that's what's being atoned for here. Those are the three expressions of humanity: thought, speech, and action. However, the Klei Yakar has a little bit of a different take, where he says it's relating to the three Batei Migdash. In the future, there are going to be three temples. The first two, which will be destroyed, and the third, which will be everlasting. And he points out a very interesting point, the fact, and that's why the final of these three descriptions of establishing, of making the Mishkan, is Hukam HaMishkan. The Mishkan was established, was put up. That's corresponding to the third Beis HaMikdash, which will itself be established from Hashem and will require less human intervention. Finally, one interesting point is here, is that the word, which seems to be a framing word, not a phrase, but a framing word, in these parashiyos is asa, to make. They made. They kept on making. These vessels, they made. And at the end of this whole sentence, at the end of our Aliyah, is Vayas Moshe, Kochol Asher Tziva Hashem Asa Kein Asa. That's the same word beginning and ending that sentence. He made and did as he had promised, as Hashem had told him to. Rabbeinu Bachai actually points out, and I don't think that perhaps any of us reading through this would have noticed this, but Rabbeinu Bachai points out that if you go from the beginning of Parshas Truma to the end of Parshas Bekorah, to this point over here, and you count the times of the word, the times the Torah uses the word asiya, asa, to make, to create, excluding the episode at the beginning of Perek Lamed Beis where they make the golden calf, because that's an exception, that's an aberration. There are 248 mentions of this word in different conjunctions. And he says that expresses the idea of the 248 positive commandments that the Torah is meant to express. He explained that when the nation of Israel sinned and they made Kum Asei Lanu Elokim, when they said, let's make this golden calf, at that point in time, what they did was they lost part of the commitment they made on Sinai. What was their commitment on Sinai? It was Na'aseh V'nishma, let us do and let us hear. But when they corrupted that Asiya by making the golden calf, there needed to be a correction for it. And that correction, that Asiya, that Na'aseh, which needs to be done, the fixing agent was the Mishkan. Which is why the 248, about the whole system of the Torah, which is what they accepted, was being corrected through the process of the Mishkan itself. Again, just another indication of how little we see of the patterns in incredible ideas and depths which are being expressed to us through these aliyahs. With this, we close the fifth aliyah. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.